Good evening and welcome to Expats Bulletin, the show with the lowest sugar content, though unfortunately the fat content is pretty high. At least in the studio it is. Oh, in the director's room it is a mean, lean recording machine, but here it's another story. And today we conclude our interview with Her Excellency the British Ambassador, Jan Thompson, so enjoy. I'm here at the British Embassy with Her Excellency Jan Thompson, the British Ambassador to Prague. Good day. It also flashed through the media that you drive a Škoda 1000 MB. Is it still running?
It is still running. I have to check if it's actually if the battery is flat at the moment, because the problem is I don't have winter tyres for it. So during the winter, it sits in the garage and I don't drive it. So I have to check whether it's actually operational at the moment, because it's getting towards the end of the winter now. But in theory, it still runs very nicely. I love driving it around Prague. Occasionally, I drive it a little way out of Prague. I try not to go too far in case I get into any trouble. Although actually, people tell me that I needn't worry about that, because they tell me that nearly every Czech knows how to repair an embečko, and so it should actually be no trouble if it does break down anywhere. But so far it hasn't broken down. It's actually running very nicely.
But why did you choose that car?
I chose that car because I saw a picture of one in a magazine soon after I arrived here, and I just fell in love with it. And the picture I saw was of an embečko which was red with a white roof. And so I fell in love with it, and I said to some of the drivers in my embassy, could they help me to locate one just like the one in the picture? And so they went all around Prague and a little beyond Prague and tried to find one. And they unfortunately couldn't find one in that particular colour scheme. So they found one in a kind of bluey-grey colour with a black roof, and said, why don't you get this one, because it's in very good condition and then you can spray it the colours you want it. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. So I did that, and then I bought the car and I met the owner of the car, and the car had been in his family's possession ever since 1969. So his family had been the sole owner of this car. And I said, I'm delighted to be buying this. It's fantastic. And that I'm going to spray it red and white. And he was so horrified that I would propose to do this. He was saying, but this is the original colour. I've been preserving it all these years. You can't possibly spray it. And so in the end, I decided to keep it the colours it was. But that's a long explanation of why I bought the car. But I bought the car because I just fell in love with it. And I don't know why, because I know it may not be the most beautiful car in all the world, but I just love it.
So you have many activities, of course, being ambassador being the major one, but then acting. Is there any time left for anything else?
Not very much time left for anything else. When I do have some spare time, I try to do some sightseeing in Prague or get outside Prague and look around the country as much as I can. And that's my ambition for the next year or two of my posting here, is to get outside Prague as much as I can and see as much of this beautiful country as I'm able to.
So, of course, a lot of our listeners are probably even British expats. Is there any message you would like to tell them on the at the end of our interview?
Just to come and see us at the embassy if they'd like to, and come and understand some of the things we do here. We're very keen to project an image of the UK in the Czech Republic as a modern, innovative, open and approachable country. Very often the image of the UK overseas is of a very traditional and stuffy country. And of course we do have a lot of tradition in the UK, and we're very proud of that tradition. But we're also a modern and innovative and creative country, and we like to try to project that image here in the embassy. For example, last year I opened the British Embassy to the public for the first time ever. We had an open day last May, on a Saturday in May, and 8,000 visitors came to see the embassy that day. 8,000 just in the course of one day. We were absolutely overwhelmed with the support. So we're very open for business, and open to people to come and visit us and talk to us about their lives here.
And what are the plans for the future in the British Embassy? Is there any events that you're planning?
Well, we're going to be screening a film to coincide with International Women's Day. The screening will be on Monday, the 9th of March, in the evening at 7 o'clock. It's a British film called Made in Dagenham. It's a fantastic film. I've seen it myself. It is not specifically a women's film, but it does have very strong women in the cast. And it's a comedy, a retro comedy. And that's going to be a screening open to the public. So I hope everyone will come along and to support it.
Super. Well, thank you very much for a lovely interview. And if you would like to find out more about the embassy, check out their website at www.gov.uk, also their Facebook page. Or you can also follow Her Excellency Jan Thompson on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was all from Her Excellency, but if you missed any of the episodes or you would just like to hear them again, which I can't blame you, you can by going to the iRadio archives or to our Facebook page, Expats Bulletin. And I'm off to get one of those nutrition stickers tattooed on my back. So till next time, bye!